Number 23. The pirate named Captain Roberts. Long ago, when pirates ruled the high seas, there was one brattish buccaneer named Captain Roberts. His actions were often brassy, his words often brusque, and he was brash with the other pirates. But during brawls he was very brave, fighting with much bravado. Other pirates were jealous of his brazen attitude and the breadth of his muscles. He was very brawny. Some younger pirates thought he was a brute, but most pirates are a little brutal. He would often browbeat the younger pirates because he thought they were young brats. One day, with blue skies and a brisk wind, Captain Roberts was walking through a breezeway attached to a pub. He saw a brusque-looking bricklayer trying to steal a young lady's brooch. Roberts grabbed a bridle that was hanging on the wall and threw it at the many. Part of the bridle hit the brim of the man's brindled hat, but the brunt of it hit him in the face. The man brayed a few swear words and a few bubbles of blood formed under his nose. Immediately a bruise appeared on the man's forehead. The young woman walked to Captain Roberts and gave him a bravura brocade as a reward for his bravery. Even with all of his brawn, Captain Roberts was also a kind man. After the young woman went away, he went to a drugstore and browsed for some bromide to offer the man he had hit. Roberts paid the brittle-looking drug broker and went to the brink of the brook where the man was sitting and brewing some coffee. Roberts apologized for his reaction, but said he wanted to protect the young woman the same way a mother chicken protects its brood. The man was surprised to hear the apology, and said that Captain Roberts was a special breed of pirate, one who had feelings. In fact, the man was so surprised that the hair on the back of his neck started bristling. Roberts opened the medicine he had bought, read the brochure, broached the canister, and told the man to apply the medicine to the place where the bridle had breached his skin. The only thing the man had to use was a brush with long bristles. The man offered Roberts some meat he had just broiled, but Roberts had to return to his ship. He apologized again for his anger and for the brevity of his visit. Then he left.